Little David Guetta and Sia with Titanium right there on Afternoons with the Grooves. Got an interesting story coming out of, where's this story coming out of? Massachusetts Aquarium recently announced that a female anaconda living in an all-female exhibit gave birth to two babies without sexually reproducing with a male snake. That's right. The 10-foot-long, 30-pound mother named Anna gave birth to two babies that appear to be genetically identical to their mother, identical clones. The New England Aquarium said that DNA testing has shown that Anna, who was never exposed to an adult male, has made the interesting transition. DNA testing has now confirmed that the 2-foot-long green anaconda youngsters are the product of non-sexual reproduction. While the births were discovered in January, it took extensive investigation to confirm that the snakes had been born via non-sexual reproduction. Anna also gave birth to a number of stillborn babies, which is common. Well, and it does rarely occur creatures that are not insects or plants. The aquarium said in a release that these snakes were initially born alive. But three snakes were born, but one soon died after birth, leaving two others who are, however, doing rather well. The baby snakes are not yet being exhibited, but are getting daily human interaction, the aquarium says. Although they are likely genetically identical, but they do have distinct personalities, one being more laid back and the other being more apt to explore and check out its surroundings by sniffing out other items with its tongue. Similar cases of non-sexual reproduction have been documented in lizards, sharks, birds, snakes. The aquarium says in 2014, a United Kingdom zoo reported parthenogenesis in a green anaconda. And part of me says there was a well-documented case of this happening, in a place called Jurassic Park, if I remember correctly.
It's not possible. Listen, if there's one thing the history of evolution has taught us, it's that life will not be contained. Life breaks free, it expands to new territories, and it crashes through barriers painfully, maybe even dangerously, but there it is.
There it is.
You're implying that a group composed entirely of female animals will breed?
No, I'm simply saying that life finds a way.
There you go. Life finds a way. Oh my goodness. So that's kind of crazy. Kind of cool, scientifically speaking. Kind of crazy, kind of cool. So thought that would be a cool story to talk about here on Afternoons with the Grooves. Right now, we're going to get back to some great music. It's Dean Lewis with Be All Right. That and a whole lot more coming up on Afternoons with the Grooves right here on I-101.